I did the audiobook, has read by Will Wheaton.
Which makes it even harder to listen to when he's gay.
It is. He's got a punchable voice.
He really does.
Hi, everyone.
Guten Tag.
What's up?
What the hell was that sound?
That's the perplexes, I told you.
You're still doing that, huh?
No, I put it down, Kendrick.
I'm pretty sure he was just shaking it violently.
I did just shake it violently because it dropped
the baby
off the chair.
Yeah.
So that's Kendrick.
Guys.
That's Kyle. That's
Don't
Kevin.
Fucking introduce me.
Oh,
that's
me?
That's Joe.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm so salty from Cuphead right now.
I'm sorry, dude. I feel that
It's okay.
pain. I feel
I'm gonna
that
go play
pain.
Some Deep Rock Galactic and then maybe come back to it tomorrow and see if I can beat it. I got further today than I did yesterday. So, I mean, it's like the Guitar Hero theorem, right, where you're like, I can't beat the song, go to bed, come back and do it again, you're a little bit better at it. It's like, it only works with Guitar Hero and Cuphead. That analogy, you know, that scheme can't be placed on any other type of practice.
Could
never
work
on
anything else.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that doesn't apply anywhere else.
Yeah, that's fair.
I wouldn't even think to try it because it's pretty clearly form-fit.
Oh, yeah.
Just that.
Yeah.
100%
I can still clearly remember the day I beat one, like that I finished one. Yeah. In Guitar Hero 3 at your place, Kendrick. Fucking...
Yeah.
Which is impressive, considering the amount of alcohol that it took to do so.
Oh, the song won. Okay, yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
That's...
The song won by Metallica. As in Guitar Hero 3 for the Wii.
Did you guys ever play the new Guitar Hero Live?
Yeah, it sucks.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
Is it the new one?
Garage Band.
Was the new one Rock Band?
Rock Band.
What was the one?
Yeah.
The newest one that had.
Go ahead, Kendrick.
The new one that had like the different controller and no good songs on it. Is that the one you're talking about?
I don't think that one had bad songs. And it had a mode where you could just get online and free play, and it would like have new songs every like month that you could like. It would just
Okay, I didn't play that one.
That was the one that had the new controller though, and so there was just an online mode a lot of people didn't know about.
Sorry, Kyle, go ahead.
No, you're good. I'll send you guys a picture of the controller.
Yeah, I was like, is it a different guitar?
Yeah.
Like, what did they change to make it, like, new and cool? What made it the new hotness? Does anyone care? Truly.
See,
I don't
that
know.
That was a game where Bomber's Peak was... absolutely necessary.
I would 100% agree with that, yes.
Yeah. But it was still a lot of fun with the two guitars and the microphone. And
that was a game that was fun to suck
drums.
At.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was something that I think is worth noting. It was fun to be terrible at that game.
Well, I remember when Rock Band came out as, like, the answer, you know, to be the competitor to Guitar Hero. God damn it, now I'm saying it. And... they were like, well, we've got drums, and you can now hear how terrible yourself and all your friends are at singing. Because when you're actually just trying to match dots, all of your song theory goes out the fucking window.
Yeah, wasn't there auto-tune on it?
I
feel like it made you not sound that bad, but you still sounded pretty bad.
Well, it wasn't that, like... you had to match your pitch to where it had position on, like, it'd have, like, the dot or a line if you had to hold a note.
It.
Yeah, and to get there, you had to sing it at a particular key, but it didn't really take everybody's voice range and octave range into account. So you would be singing completely. I had somebody that I was playing with, and they were like, I'm sorry in advance, but, like, we're going to try and 100% this. And she had to sing the whole thing completely off-key to match where the song wanted her to be, vocally. And it hurt to do. I was just like,
I'm not sure, like, the motivation. I don't... Whenever I play with people, the person
singing... I do recognize that.
We would just either skip it.
Yeah, that looks like the one that I didn't like.
Nobody
was
ever super serious like you were with guitar or drums. Like... people who get into the drums and the guitar for Guitar Hero.
To be honest, I didn't even know,
like,
they did, like, an online Guitar Hero thing later on.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing.
So.
Well.
I think we scooped it up for the PS4.
Ooh.
Ah.
And there's Guitar Hero we didn't like.
That makes sense.
Yeah. We were just really disappointed. Like, so disappointed that I dug the Wii out and found my old Wii kit that we had from college to, just to play the songs that we remembered.
Did you guys play, like, any other rhythm games? Like, any games on, like, the DS or anything like that?
Yes.
Like, Elite Beat Agents. What is it? Final Fantasy Theater Rhythm? Or the new, like, Kingdom Hearts one that came out?
I stopped playing Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, this one wasn't like. It was, okay, got it.
I just stopped. It's gone.
No, I played the heck out of Elite Beat Agents. In fact, that was one of the games I made it a point to 100% complete all the songs.
I don't know that I got that far. I'm not that good at rhythm games.
I feel like.
Yeah, I love that one.
The only other rhythm game that. At that time, that I was even that, and it, I don't think it even counts, but it kind of does. Was WarioWare
Donkey Kong,
Donkey Konga,
like yeah. that I game had Konga kind of a weird beat to it. Like you'd kind of
yeah. There were some definite rhythm games in WarioWare Mecha mini games. Yeah.
Dude, I fucking picked that up the other day. WarioWare Touched is my favorite, but I played the Game Boy one again because it was like the Game Boy. It's not the Game Boy, the Game Boy Advance one, the one that right. like yeah. I don't think they had one for the Game Boy or Game Boy Color, but
no. It came out. The original one came out for GameCube.
Oh,
I think.
But like, so the that one is
no. I lied. No, it was Wii. It was Wii. So it came out for the Wii. So it must have been a Game Boy Advance or SP. One of those two. I think.
Well, that one came out. And then that one was like, it was the first one to introduce. Like, I thought it had touchscreen stuff. Maybe, no, it didn't. It couldn't have.
Well, maybe it was a DS.
I don't know, yeah. But anyway, that game is as addictive as, like, Cuphead is. It's brutal. Because it's so short, you can just pick it up and play it, but then it's like one of those games where you're like, I can just play this for a second, and then it's like 6 hours later, and you're like, oh my god, I have to work tomorrow. What's happening? Right.
So, on Game Boy Advance, they redid Donkey Kong Country.
Donkey Kong Country Returns?
No, on the Game Boy Advance. Like, they did a remake or whatever. But they put, like, a rhythm game where you had to dance with Candy Kong.
Awesome.
And that was fun as hell. That was a rhythm game back in the day.
And that was one of the ones that was wild because Donkey Kong Country was a Super Nintendo game.
Yeah.
And that's when they were doing those, like, Super Nintendo games on Game Boy Advance, but it didn't always work because there weren't enough buttons. But some of them worked fine. Even though it was a less powerful system, somehow that flew, and I don't quite know how they pulled that off.
I think resolution was the key there. Lower resolution.
Did you guys ever try out Audio Surf? It was really cool, because it was like you're like in this little kind of, what is it? What am I thinking of?
Like a little spacecraft,
track.
Right?
Yeah, like a track that's on, like a spaceship that's on a track, and you have to like hit the notes and jump over stuff like, it was more of a like a racing game combined with a rhythm game, but you could put your own songs into it, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
So what? Like, it was really cool.
Know what you're talking about. Yeah,
because you could play like Freebird and like play it for like 12 minutes or something. Nonsense like that. Like,
you'll have to send me that information. I'm not familiar with that one.
Oh, it's really fun. It's on PC. It's great. It's fantastic.
I think they kind of just take the beat of the song and they put like random things you have to move around.
Yeah, because you're basically like driving, and then you have to like dodge stuff as it's coming along, right?
Mm-hmm,
like do jumps and stuff. Or yeah, I only saw game.
Go ahead.
I only ever saw it, but I remember that being like the big draw was like it comes with like a very small song set because you're supposed to actually supply your music to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, that's actually really cool and interesting.
What year was that?
I was playing it back when I was in Castle Rock. So it was
what
at least
system was that?
I was playing it on PC. It was like one of the first games I ever got on Steam. But there's another one. It's called Audio Surf. I think there was a second one, too. But there was another one that was on the Switch when it came out, but it was also on everything else. But I got it for the Switch when it came out. It's called Thumper.
And Thumper,
It was kind of like it's kind of like Audio Surf because you're playing this like little grindy boy, and you have to like flow on this track, but it's all rhythm based, so you can't put your own music in, and it's got its own music that you don't really know. But that game was weird because it was like really dark. It was really, I don't know, like it was like a grim dark, but there was no like characters or anything. I don't know. It was You're like this evil scarab bug sliding around. It's very hard to explain, but
yeah, it's kind of like bug themed, right?
Yeah, exactly. It was like bug themed, and we can't forget the one game that is like kind of new and actually has legit music in it. Just Beats and Shapes.
Yeah. Oh, Beats and Shapes.
I've been meaning to pick that one up.
That game's really cool because it's multiplayer too. I think there's like a party mode, so you can just listen to the music, and then people can like pick it up if they want to and start playing.
I'll have to check that out. We haven't been allowed to have parties lately. But.
Oh, really? That's weird. Why not?
I got syphilis. So.
We just all go around Kendrick right don't now. Really like being around each other. Just as, you know, principle.
I mean, at some point I'm going to stop by and give all you guys presents, so I hope that you guys are around for that.
Me too.
I'm going to try to get you yours this week. Because you're like, oh, I got to go like all the way down to Durango. Travel across the state. I'm really cool. My name's Kendrick.
So, there's another one.
I said none of those things, and those are not things that I'm claiming to have done, or will have done, or will have going to have done.
Cool.
Kevin?
There's two more. One I played when I was in high school religiously, which was
Dance Dance Revolution?
Yeah, Step Mania, actually.
Step Mania, Dance Dance Revolution. I like Dance Dance Revolution better, personally, because I like the arrows, like the cardinal directions.
Ah, I got you. I just have really fast fingers on the keyboard, so I was able to like do really hard songs back in the day.
I was a nerd. Freaking Step Mania if you're doing it with your fingers, you dope.
It's well, such a
yeah, that's
the whole
Finger Mania, wait.
It's called. Yeah. That's not called Finger Mania. That would be.
Yeah, that's
really
a different game. Found on sites you can't access. You have to put your age in.
But the other one that I want to talk about, which I've never played, but I would love to, is Beat Saber.
Oh, I've got Beat Saber
because
I
fun
because it's,
I
don't. I
don't think I've actually played it, but I've got.
When Kat was living with us, her girlfriend Tara came up. And they let us set up her VR system. They had Beat Saber on it. And holy wah. It doesn't look like it's as much fun as it actually is. I had to say, when I saw like the actual videos of like people playing it, I'm like, I was kind of underwhelmed. It was like, cool, that looks lame. When you're actually doing it, though, it's so cool. It's
so
much.
You don't like watching it? I love watching people play Beat Saber. It's fucking.
No,
nuts.
What I'm saying is, it wasn't that I didn't dislike watching it. It was just like something about the way that every time I watched a video of somebody playing it, I was like, that does not look fun. Like, that doesn't really look cool. And I feel like I'm being lied to. Mainly because most of the ways that I saw it was like.
Like AR, where it looks like you're in
yes,
the thing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly that. Yep. And I'm like, cool, like, I feel like I'm watching, like, a commercial in the 90s when they were talking about what it's like to be in the internet.
But, turns out it does
real.
Actually feel like
it
that.
It does feel like
that. I actually have a couple of VR games that I'd like to share with you all next time we're allowed to occupy the same meat space, because there's some fun ones. A couple of fun ones that play some games with things. There's one where you're playing a Russian cosmonaut who ended up in a pod he's not supposed to be in, and they're trying to walk you through how to land it properly. But you happen to maybe explode if you're not careful. So it's like, it's a fun little one. And then, what was it that I was playing? I was playing a couple of sword ones that get kind of crazy. So there's a lot. Next time we're in the same meat space, we'll have to do that. I'll have to bring my increasingly old school HTC Vive and my rig and.
I don't like that you're calling it meat space, even though I know it's a reference. I'm just, it's just, it seems too sexual to me. I don't know, but I know it's from something. It sounds like it's from something.
I thought it was from the internet, so.
Maybe we're both wrong. Did you guys hear that Ready Player 2 came out, speaking of meat space?
I did.
I'm listening to Ready Player 1 again, and it's very hard, as we become a more, I'm air quoting, you can't see it, woke society, it's really hard to listen to.
It doesn't come from a great place when it came out, and it's certainly aged poorly.
And we talk about, like, gatekeeping and stuff on here, and, you know, like, how it's better to do, like, the Lucky 10,000 than it is to be like, you don't know, like, George Lucas's middle name? Like,
yeah.
And that whole, the whole first, like, fucking half of that book. I mean, probably the whole thing, but not through their
pretty much the whole. Pretty much the whole book is gatekeeping the novel.
So I'm like hoping the second one isn't as bad because it was written more recently, right? But I'm not sure that Ernest Cline or whatever that dude's name is capable of writing a book that's not like that. Which is also kind of why I like the movie a little bit more than most people, I think, because
I agree.
The movie gatekeeping as much.
The movie is less cringy.
Okay.
I had a lot of fun with the movie.
I thought it was cool.
I did actually enjoy it, but I'm also one of the few that didn't really read the book. I never got all the way through it.
What? I did the audiobook as read by Will Wheaton.
Which makes it even harder to listen to when he's gay.
It is. He's got a punchable voice.
I don't think you would had to have read the book to enjoy that movie, which is supporting that. I'm glad you guys like it because
I would agree.
They're completely. So, it's like watching The Hobbit and reading The Hobbit. Like.
There are some substantial differences in that movie that are excellent choices for making a movie 100%. Out of a book.
Oh, and see, that I can get. And we don't have to get back into our... Books are not movies. Yeah, so we don't really have to revisit that. But how really different was the movie from the book? Like, were any of like the key plot points like vastly different?
It's funny you use the word key because all of the key scenes, I believe, are completely different.
A lot of the content and the references are different, so they aged it a lot of it down. So a lot of the references are more appropriate for people probably 10 years younger than the original book was, because that's their new demographic.
Right. Well, because Ready Player One was
like the whole Shining scene.
Yeah.
Not even close to that. Didn't happen in the book at all. No, it didn't. That was completely fabricated for the movie.
Yeah, a lot of the like stuff in the book is like. Is like really obscure, like 70s and 80s video game stuff. Like,
he plays
Joust at one point, right? To get something, and like you're like, oh, Joust, I know that game.
He plays Joust for like 48 hours.
No, it's not that long.
Right. Well, so
no, but it was something like that where it was this huge marathon, right?
Yeah, it was like three or four real big games.
And that's kind of what I was getting to is like that. When was the book written? I'm trying to remember. It was like in the late 80s, right?
It wasn't written. It was written in the 2000s. Which I thought
it was in the early. It was in the earlier 2000s, I think.
The two odds,
really?
But that was like a 15-year jump, right?
Sure, sure.
Like that's a big difference.
Yeah, because I thought the premise of the book. I thought he wrote it like in the '80s, kind of looking back towards. I guess that makes sense.
He wrote it pining for the '80s.
Right.
What he did.
Right. So like, because that was like the setting of the nostalgia, but now.
I tell you this much: if they made it in like 5 or 6 years from now, Fortnite would play an important part of it.
Right, right. That makes sense. But
so, they made some substantial changes to the set dressings and the content. The concepts are mostly the same, but I think that there is a lot. I hated the movie less than I hated the book. I'll put it this way. I'll say it this way: the movie pissed me off less than the book pissed me off.
That's fair.
The book was published in August 16th, 2011.
Okay, oh so that's God. Later than I thought. Okay.
That's later than I thought, too.
So, he's just fucking Paleolithic. Basically, I think the problem is that the book is a little bit dated on its release, because it's targeting people who were pining for the 80s and 90s already. So you're talking about people who are older than us.
Yeah.
But it's written as, like, a young adult. So it's weird, because it's like, who is this book for? What it is, unfortunately, I think that the main appeal was, and I don't mean to be this, I'm not to attack anyone who enjoyed it, but I think that the target demographic was emotionally retarded man-children.
Hey, you're not allowed to say that word.
I feel like, I don't know, I feel like it's a very specific niche of, like, people who are... kind of in the same way that when we were in college and we do like you do like 80s and 90s style parties, right? So you like dress up as
none of
the
us were
80s.
Really that around in the 80s.
Right, like those of us that were at the ass end of it in infants. So like you know, kind of that weird nostalgia of like the nostalgia of a time that you couldn't have known.
That you existed through and you didn't really live in.
Well, like,
like you're pining for a fictitious version.
Like
right?
The children of the people who grew up in our generation.
So we're basically LARPers.
Yeah.
I think that what Kendrick, or what we can all, like, what we should center on is the fact that the the movie did the same thing the book did for our generation. Like,
yeah, it jumped a gap in generations.
Okay, I get you. Yeah, that was a long way to get to that, but yes.
I want to do a like quick two or three minute review on Deep Rock Galactic because
do it.
It's pretty fucking cool. Like, I was hesitant because the people that suggested it to me were people that I'm like, oh god, like the normal games they play are like 7 hour long, like RTS, blah blah blah. Right? I wasn't thinking about I didn't look at any screenshots. I was just listening to what they said. So my first image in my mind of them talking about this game, they were like, you're a dwarf and you go into these caves and you mine stuff and you have to fight bugs. And I was like, okay, I was kind of thinking like Diablo style, like you're a dwarf and you're like drilling through holes and blah blah blah.
I'm a dwarf
and I'm digging a hole.
But it's like a first-person thing, so it's pretty sweet. And there's like a bunch of different classes you can play, and it's basically like Starship Troopers meets like Minecraft.
Kinda?
Yeah.
Question mark.
Yeah, and it's because you basically can like drill through any wall. You can like make your own paths and stuff like that. But you're out on a certain mission to find certain things, and it's got a really nice progression path too, kind of like Vermintide. It's basically like a dwarven mining space Starship Troopers version of Vermintide.
Yeah, I gotta pick it up.
We're gonna stream it tonight if you want to watch it. So
I might watch again.
Yeah,
but it's fun. The graphics look really cool. Like, yeah, they are. They are so cool, and you can really customize your dwarf too. And I think that's fun.
I really love customizing my dwarf, bro.
Well, just because, like, I don't know that a lot of those other games give you lots of options like that. Like, Left 4 Dead, and I know Vermintide gives you some options, but you're basically still, like, a slayer. Like,
no.
You're not, like...
Yeah, no, I'm giving you shit. It looked really cool, and I might want to go play it, but...
And I think it's one of those ones where it does take a bit of grinding to get to stuff. One of our buddies, Aaron, is, like, leveled up dwarfs 300 times, is what he keeps telling me.
Well, he's a real dwarf.
Yeah, he's right. A real dwarf. But I think, like, you can define how much you want to get involved in it, which is a trend I'm not finding a lot in games nowadays. Like, some games are forcing you to commit a bunch of time if you want to be genuinely good or genuinely enjoy them, and we can talk about that next time if you want. But
yeah, we're a little over time.
Whether if you wanted to get a deep level of satisfaction or whatever the fuck EA's thing was.
Do you know? I try not to listen to EA as a rule.
That's fair.
Question mark.
Maybe we can also dig into some Cyberpunk. I can give you
I think that might have to be the next episode.
Yeah, let's do that.
The next episode.
Cyberpunk.
So, like, comment, and subscribe, everybody. And listen to our next one, which will probably still be about video games, but maybe I'll talk about farts or something.
We can mix
the
farts.
The horse is farting.
Oh, yeah. Horses snoring and farting.
I'll have to put that video on there. That's a teaser for next time. Horses snoring and farting. Apparently, that's a thing now. So, yeah. Like, comment, and subscribe, everybody. We love you. Even if you don't want us to, you'll have to get a restraining order. Goodbye.
Bye. For restraining orders offered from Sitsong.